But we have got this. We are talking about school this morning because children at a special school in Hull have been busy learning a piece of music written for them by a Hollywood composer. David Buckley is called, and he's written music for the Jason Bourne films as well as many other films and dramas you'll have heard of. Now, he's now written this Viking-inspired piece for children at Frederick Holmes School, which looks after pupils with physical disabilities and learning difficulties. It'll be performed as part of the New Paths Music Festival, which takes place in Beverley in April, and I went to see how their rehearsals are going.
My name is Libby Burgess and I'm the Artistic Director of New Paths Music.
And Libby, I was just walking through reception there and I said to the receptionist, oh, is that the music? Because it sounds stunning. You walk in with the hairs on the back of your neck standing up. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's so evocative, the music. You can really picture the scene. David Buckley has written this amazing piece for us, and it's all about the Viking journey across the sea. So it starts with them getting ready and then they set sail, and there's the kind of calm night at sea, and then it's stormy, and then there's their kind of triumphant arrival. And the soundtrack that he's written is so kind of vivid, but it's also really well written because there's parts for the professional musicians to play, and then all this stuff that the children here at Freddy's can add, and you could hear it just now live with them all using all this percussion and electronic things as well that they can control with the way they move and to really add to it. So it's amazing sound.
And tell me about the children of Freddy's then, because they have different abilities, don't they? Just looking around the group, they have different abilities when it comes to music.
Yeah, so we've worked with quite a lot of the children at the school, actually. Not all of them are doing the final performance, but we've worked with loads of the different kids, and their issues are really wide-ranging. And I've been so amazed by the staff here, the way that they work with children, all of whom have different requirements medically and physically. And so lots of the children are in chairs. Some of them can move more independently. Some of them have very restricted mobility, but can use things like retina technology to communicate. So, yeah, there's a real wide range, but we've managed to find something that everyone here can contribute to it with the help of their amazing TAs next to them, who are a real inspiration.
Yeah, they are. And it's just beautiful to see, looking around the room, they are having a whale of a time. There is such beaming smiles. And I caught one little girl. She has a bracelet on that's got the bells on. And when it was her bit, she just beamed.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of them aren't able to necessarily hold these instruments, but if we kind of exactly that put a bracelet on, they know where their bit is. They've got to know over our few weeks of rehearsals the kind of story of the score, and so they know where they do their storm sounds and where they do their peaceful sounds, and the beams on their faces when they feel themselves kind of contributing to this massive musical sound is amazing.
Can we sneak back in and see some of the performers then and hear a bit of it?
Yeah, of course, it's still mid-rehearsal. Come and have a listen to what we're doing.
My name's Patrick Plunkett. I'm a teacher here at Frederick Holmes School. It's had a huge impact, not only on the students that are actually taking part in the concert, but as a school, because some of the classes have adopted the Viking theme, for instance. We've had our own Viking presentation day with songs and stories written around that. And so it has had that wider impact as well, not just the actual performance itself, but it's been great.
Morgan,
that was stunning, absolutely beautiful. What's it been like being involved?
Nudge.
And what part are you playing in?
Willow Walker.
Well, you are absolutely doing wonderfully, so thank you for talking to me. But it just sounds stunning, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, they were just amazing to see.
I know you had a great time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was there for ages just watching this rehearsal. And it's so powerful. So if you want to see that final performance, which I know they said they performed it in front of the school and there was a lot of emotion because it was just so big sounding and it really moves you. It'll be on Saturday the 7th of April at 4 o'clock at Tolgavel United Church, part of the New Paths Music Festival, which will see lots of musical events in Beverley from the 5th to the 8th of April. So if you search New Paths Music Festival online, it'll come up with all the things that are on.